Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is very, very freaky. All right, I have two computers up right now in my studio. One is, I think, a regular PC, and the other one I finally got for the holidays, okay, thanks to my husband, a MacBook Pro. Now, my brain doesn't work right, because in order to scroll, on one you have to scroll up, on the other you need to scroll down. I don't get, like right now, I am not, nothing is moving on my MacBook. Yet if I go to my PC, it moves, but it stalls. So I'm moving my mouse. I don't know if any of you guys are computer whizzes. I don't know what I need to do. Do I need to kick the machine? All right, so I have half an article on one of my screens. If I go to the MacBook Pro, I actually have a video going on. It's just I have to scroll differently. So this is a very, very frustrating thing. So if I kind of go back and forth, go, I just don't think my brain could work like that. It's not split between the hemispheres, between how to handle a Mac. I don't understand. Why aren't all computers equal? This is very, very confusing to me. All right, we got a lot to talk about today. We got Times Magazine's Person of the Year. And no, it isn't Dr. Dahlia. I wish it would be. Okay. Then we also have more scoop on how the Red Sea was really parted. All right. Does Moses know more about the tides than we think? Or did he? Then people are distracted by the phones even when they aren't even on their phone. We're looking at how much we spend on our health insurance per our jobs. That's definitely gone up, and we're not getting what we're paying for. And many women, this is a big shocker, many women do not lose their pregnancy weight. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm going to be interviewed on this soon on somnophiliacs. Hold on, I got to scroll the other way. This is ridiculous. Do you guys know what a somnophiliac is? All right. Apparently, somnophiliac is now being used to describe Bill Cosby. Apparently, it is what some doctors believe is similar to necrophilia, where somnophilia is where you are attracted to somebody who is asleep, sedated, unconscious, as opposed to a necrophiliac is somebody that's sexually aroused by a corpse. Okay, apparently there's been some discussion that now that 16 women have accused Bill Cosby of sexual assault, and many of their stories were similar, they claim that the comedian gave them some pills and then proceeded to assault them. Is it that Bill Cosby is attracted to people who are practically unconscious? Now, you know, being a woman who was in her sexual prime a while back, I had had boyfriends who would ask me to not talk and to just be quiet. And, you know, I always thought it was because I was overstimulating them. But I guess that wasn't the case. Maybe there's men out there that really want the woman completely subdued. Now, I don't understand that. You would think you would want two to tango, okay? But then again, on the other hand, if you look at the mechanics of sex, some people, they, you know, aren't in sync. Now, I'm not saying this is a good thing, and I'm not saying Bill Cosby is a somno celiac. I'm still learning what the hell that is myself. No, that's different than being a sleepwalker and having sex in your sleep. That's different. I forget what that's called, where you're half asleep and you wake up and you have sex with the person next to you. Then you wake up and you go, huh, really? I had sex with you? And you're like, yeah, you were like in the middle. So it was like you were sleepwalking, except instead of walking, you were blinking. You see, that's that. No, I think that's a little different. All right. So, you know, many of us have been kind of disturbed by this whole Bill Cosby allegation news story that keeps surfacing because, you know, we remember Bill Cosby from the pudding commercials and, you know, the Cosby Show, and, you know, I've met and spoken with him personally, and, you know, overall, he looked like an all-around guy. Could he have had sexual prowess? I'm sure a lot of people, you know, in Hollywood do, but the act of drugging somebody, why? If these women are already at his house or whatever, or they're already on a date, what would be necessary? Why would, the reason why this is coming up is, a lot of people in Hollywood could have who they want. And they could have the women they want or the men they want, etc. But for someone to go through, allegedly, I'm not saying Bill Cosby, but in general, for somebody to have to go through those means of being able to drug them, why? Okay, for you and I, we think, well, maybe somebody has to be drugged so they actually sleep with you. I always thought that would be what would have to happen. You know, if I ever got married, my husband would probably have to be drunk, you know, in order for me to get any. But for the majority of the average Hollywood person, no. You know, you don't have to find a victim, hit them over the head with a rolling pin, and make them submit. So is there a psychiatric personality, is there a personality disorder or a philia where there's something about being able to control somebody else and having the control of having somebody conscious, knocking them out and having that control sexually provocative? Now, some of you are like, well, that's just sick and that's just weird. And I've never taken care of a patient that did that. That wouldn't be in my realm. I do a lot of psychiatry, a lot of psychology, but somebody like that would probably end up in a psychiatrist's office or probably in jail seeing a psychiatrist there. But we need to understand that with philias, a lot of those things may seem really disgusting to us, like sex with corpses, sex with poop, coprophilia. We've talked about philias. And I guess some people are really attracted to the idea of drugging somebody. All right, this is the world we live in, people. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This caught my eye. I've been getting emails probably periodically over the last few years. You know, I can't understand my doctor. My doctor does not speak English. And I'm like, really? Come on, they speak English. You know, yeah, they probably have a thick accent, but they speak English. But no, you know, not till it's posted all over mainstream media do I listen. No, I listen to you guys first. And I know a lot of you guys can't understand your doctor. I get told that all the time. You know, and here's a report that apparently more and more people are applying to become medical residents in the United States that do not speak English and have very limited English skills. They say more than 25 million medical residents now speak limited English. And this represents an increase of about 80% from 1990 to 2010. Now, 2/3 of them speak Spanish. 21% of 53,000 people who applied for medical residency in 2013 have advanced Spanish skills. They say further research is needed on whether increasing the number of bilingual residents, educating trainees on language services, or implementing medical Spanish courses as a supplement, not a substitute for interpreter use, would improve care for limited English proficiency patients. Okay, listen. This is a problem. Okay, now, mind you, okay, you know, my father had to learn English. I mean, I come from a family where we spoke every language in the book. So I understand that. And my English, I mean, I speak English. I speak English very fluently. The problem is I speak it too quickly. So listeners and patients are like, okay, I just saw Dahlia and I don't know what the hell she said. But you got to take your Z-Pack, but if you take your Z-Pack, don't forget to take your cough syrup. If you take your cough syrup, don't take it at night because you can't drive with it. If you take drive with it, you can get a DUI because there's codeine in it. It's going to make you sleepy. Don't forget to humidify with this. Pay your copay, please. Pay your copay. Did you pay your copay? You didn't pay your copay? You got to pay your copay. What? Why not? I got to hold my pants? I know. I know, man, I split my pants all the time. It's ridiculous. You know what? I got to go to the bathroom. I never get to go to the bathroom. Okay, do you have your Z-Pack? Yeah, then go do it. Okay, there. So, I mean, okay, you know, somebody with a little bit of broken English like my father, you know, you'd probably understand more. You take your medicine and return in 2 days. You see, people could understand that much better than what I just did, okay? You know, in fact, I think my Spanish is better than my English. Because in my Spanish, I have to use proper grammar, and I slow down. When I speak Spanish, I speak very, very slowly. I'm like, ¿Dónde está su dolor? ¿Quieres una receta de su medicina? Sí, no, no, no. ¿Está bien? ¿Tiene bastante? Okay, bien, bien, good. Okay. ¿Dónde está mi dinero? So anyway, I'll speak slower in Spanish, so I think my patients understand me more. But for the average American who may have difficulty communicating with their medical provider as it is, we don't need any extra barriers on top of that where they can't understand what the doctor's saying. I mean, you want to know that your doctor really gets you. Even though I speak Spanish very fluently, if I don't think I really get the gist of what my patient is saying. Mind you, there's a lot of little different dialects with Spanish. You know, if somebody has more of a Mayan dialect, or if there's a Castilian type, or if I'm trying to speak to someone who's Portuguese and Spanish, and we try to meet in the middle, I still want some sort of an interpreter, because there's a lot of nuances, you know, within the American language, let alone with theirs. So if they say that they have heat, let's say, in some cultures they say, I have heat. Okay? Now, for an American, okay, you know, if we were told, you know, man, hey, I got some heat, too. I am on fire. No. I have heat. That could mean a fever. That could mean, it could mean a rash. It could mean a variety of things, okay? Because, again, they're trying to grab for words, you know? So they say, let me see, more than 4 out of 5 applicants reported some proficiency in at least one non-English language. The most common languages are Spanish, Hindi, French, Urdu, and Arabic. For every 100,000 people with limited English, there were, 105 medical residency applicants who were highly skilled in a non-English language. Now, we are seeing more people multilingual, okay? We're starting to see more because I'll talk to medical students who I have, and some of them could speak Vietnamese, some of them could speak Korean, etc., and I tell them, work on that second language, okay? But are we having the, what do we do about the medical residents that don't speak English, okay? I am for somebody being multilingual. I think that's awesome. And we need more of it. But I feel if you're going to practice in America, you need to be able to speak the language and well. Now, how could this happen? Well, number one is we like diversity in our medical school applicant. We don't want to look like we're only hiring white, black, American, English speaking, you know, so a lot of the residencies now, can demonstrate that they have diversity. So it shows that you have a nice, You have a nice variety of languages and cultures, et cetera, building that class, and then everybody could learn from each other. And it's a positive thing, all right? But what I think is also going on is we don't have enough English-speaking Americans wanting to go into medicine. And in order to fill the residencies, we are taking in those that are qualified, whether they speak English or not. You could be qualified from a academic standpoint, but maybe not speak English. Now, mind you, other countries are looking at us here in America going, this is the way healthcare is going and doctors are leaving. There is going to be a huge, huge market for doctors. We should jump in on this. And if I was in a foreign country right now and I was watching what was happening in America right now, I would be jumping on board to become a doctor. If you always want to be a doctor, this is the place to be. But what do you do as a patient? Okay? I mean, if your doctor doesn't understand you, you know, some of you say even your English-speaking doctor, you'll sit there for 10, 15 minutes, and the doctor looks like he just doesn't get it. You know? He thinks it's hormones. Or he thinks you have a psychological problem. Or he thinks you, and you're like, look, you don't understand. I am reacting to the medicine you give me. I had a doctor do that with me a few years back. All right? It doesn't matter that I'm a physician. It doesn't matter. Yeah, I said, I don't think I want to take this antibiotic. I don't know. I just kind of got the heebie-jeebies. I have never been allergic to it, but my mom is. Something tells me this isn't the time, you know, to take it. Let's try something else. No, Dahlia, I'm the doctor. You're going to take it. All right? It's what I think you need. Well, I took it, and I had one of the worst reactions ever. Started urinating black. I was bleeding underneath the skin, having petechiae, et cetera. All right? So I did some blood work, and the nurse calls back saying, you were just dehydrated. I'm like, okay, this is ridiculous. You're not even listening to me. So, you know, a lot of times doctors and medical providers may not listen to you to begin with. But if they can't understand you, that's a problem. I mean, are we going to have to walk in with a translator? Now, we've gotten by this far with many of our specialists being non-English speaking, as you've noticed, okay? And we've done okay with the specialists. Now, I'm not saying we've done perfect, but the reason why we've done okay is many of you have had a primary care doctor like me or whoever that spoke English as well as we could and packaged everything up for the specialist. So, like, for example, if you have to have surgery, and I know you need surgery, and the CAT scan shows it, and he knows you need surgery, you're not going to be talking to him under anesthesia. So some of you would have surgery by somebody who wasn't really speaking English, and it didn't matter because as long as he knew how to do surgery. But this isn't going to fly much longer, especially as getting to a specialist is going to be harder and harder, and your primary care physician has to be the one that you need to convince that you have something wrong. I have chest pain, doc. Do you really have chest pain? I just did an EKG. You're fine. No. You know what? Maybe it's not chest pain, but I feel like, I don't know, my shoulder hurts. No, it's fine. Okay. So, shoulder. All right. Ombro. So, ombro. Okay. So, do I say ombro? Okay. All right. Ombro. No. No, you don't understand. My shoulder's hurting, but I don't think it's actually the shoulder. It's the shoulder area. All right. Lugar de ombro. All right. Are you getting what I'm saying? I think it's a referred pain from the heart. You know, so hopefully, no matter what language you speak, you're trained the same in these medical schools. And you're trained to make sure you look for nuances. But if you can't understand what that patient is saying, it could be dangerous. So, you know, just be aware. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we have the most coveted list of most popular kitty cat names. All right, and this is America's most popular kitten games have been revealed. Apparently, veterinary website vetstreet.com pulls these names and then shares them with us so we know that we are naming our animals what what everybody else wants. So I like my animals having unique names. The last thing I want is if one of my kitty cats is running around the place and somebody decides to want to take the kitty cat, I don't want them to know the name of the kitty cat, go up to them. You know, because my cats are just stupid enough to do that, to go up to a bad guy and then get taken home and then possibly eaten. Now, apparently, Harry Potter, Frozen, those kinds of movies still dominate what we name our animals. You guys know what I name my animals. But let's look at the 10 most popular female kitty cat names. Bella, three. I'm looking to get Bella, Luna, Lucy, Kitty. Hey, Kitty. I do. I go, oh, hi, Kitty Cat. Kitty, Elsa, Daisy, Lily, Callie, another Lily, and then Gracie. Huh. Okay, now what about boy cats? Okay, boy cats, Oliver, Milo, Leo, Charlie, Max, Simba. I like Simba from The Lion King. Tiger, Smokey, Jack, and Kitty. I want to name a cat Snappy. Snaps. But my cats are, we got Shake, you know, from Shake and Bake. Shake. Bake died, so now we just call him Shake or Shaky Boo. But he doesn't like that because he's like, you know, Shaky Boo sounds stupid. But tough. I named him. Then we have Sashi. And then we have Snowball. And we call her Mama Snow. Although I really call her Stupid Tushy a lot of times because she really is a dumb cat. I mean, she's really Stupid Tushy. All right, so hopefully many of you guys have cats that you actually don't get embarrassed about. You got to be careful, guys. You can't have a cat with a name that you're embarrassed by. They say Chloe, Molly, Sophie, and Nala have all fallen. How come Simba's still up there and not Nala? Yeah, Nala was, I think, the girl on the Lion King. I don't know. All right. 1-877-DOCTALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Ebola fighters have won this year's Time Magazine Person of the Year 2014. And might I say well-deserved for their exceptional courage, kindness, and bravery. Dr. Kent Brandley, who was the U.S. doctor who contracted Ebola and first taken here to America, the first Ebola patient here in America, was honored to feature on one of the covers of Time magazine. Second place came the Ferguson protesters. I was a little shocked by that because, I mean, are they honoring the people that were burning people's businesses and, you know, shooting guns? I don't know if I would honor. All right, I could understand people protesting and honoring people for, utilizing our constitutional rights. But I was a little surprised that they put Ferguson protesters. I mean, they better not be including the ones that were, you know, harming our streets and harming other American businesses. That's, you know, yeah, that's that I was kind of shocked by. But I do agree with the Ebola fighters. All right. I think third place came Vladimir Putin. Now, maybe I'm confused by, I thought Time's Person of the Year 2014 was supposed to be like an honor, like you're honoring the Ebola fighters. So I don't know why third place would be Putin. Are we honoring Putin? Or is the person of the year supposed to be the internet tally of how many times somebody was Googled or brought up in the news? I'm not sure. I'm a little confused by that, but Putin made the list. All right, so that's Time magazine. Apparently, since 2000, George Bush made the cover in 2000. Then Rudolph Giuliani, who was the New York City's mayor on September 11th, so he made the 2001. 2002 were the Enron whistleblowers. 2003 was the American soldier. Amen to that. 2004 was George Bush. 2005, Bono and Bill Gates as the Good Samaritans. 2006 was you. I think that was the one where it was like a square and you were just supposed to put your own picture there. It was, I guess, represented by the internet. 2007 was Vladimir Putin. 2008 was Barack Obama. 2009 was Ben Bernanke. 2010 was Mark Zuckerberg. 2011 was the protester. And 2012 was Barack Obama again. So I do, though, have to admit that I agree with the Ebola fighters and the good work that they've done. I'm extremely indebted to the work that they did and putting themselves on the line like that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, if Time magazine existed back in the Moses days, Moses might have been considered a person of the year, okay? People are still studied why the Red Sea parted. Did the Red Sea really part? Well, Dr. Bruce Parker, former chief scientist of NOAA's National Ocean Service, thinks that Moses had a really damn good understanding of the moon and the tides. And so he could predict when the Israelites could cross the Red Sea during low tide and the seabed was dry. Perfect timing meant the waters had to then rush back when the soldiers were crossing. Now, I guess the Exodus movie, I think Batman is in the Exodus movie. Christopher Nolan? No, Christian Bale. Christian Bale, okay. Yeah, so I think they're going to try to do a whole tsunami thingy. All right. The claim was made by Dr. Bruce Parker, obviously visiting professor at the Stevens Institute of Technology, New Jersey. I would love to be a visiting professor. You kind of come and visit, you know. Somebody gets you something to eat. Oh, you're visiting Dr. Dahlia? Oh, that's so nice to see you. You know, oh, hi, yeah, I'm visiting. Yeah, so they get you something to eat, and then you get to sit down at a desk, and you get to visit, and you get to do whatever. And you go, guys, you know, it's so nice bonding with you, but I got to leave. No, Dr. Dahlia, don't leave. You could do so much now, but I'm only visiting. I'm only a visiting professor. In the biblical story, let's go back to the Bible. Moses parts the Red Sea. The children of Israel are able to cross a dry seabed to the opposite side. Then the Pharaoh's soldiers, who are in hot pursuit of the Hebrews, come in, and then all the water comes in and kills them all. And the new movie Exodus that's coming out, what they did is they said there was a tsunami. They said there was an earthquake and then a tsunami. So I guess in the movie we're supposed to see this. And they say when a tsunami strikes, the coastal waters often recede. Now, I don't know how he got thousands and thousands of Hebrews across that before the tsunami falls. But anyway, Dr. Parker said the movie version, though, is flawed because waters typically only draw back for 20 minutes. So it could not have given the Israelites enough time to cross the dry seabed. Okay, and take it from me. You know, all right, you know, my family and my ancestors weren't really the best athletes. So if any of my ancestors were there, there's no way they could have trekked across that in 20 minutes. Okay? You know, and they talk a lot. Moses would not have been able to predict an earthquake and a tsunami unless God tipped him off. Instead, the expert thinks that Moses was not tipped off, but he had the knowledge of tides. And he knew tides so well that he could figure out exactly when to cross. So, apparently they were camped on the western shore. And then as soon as they could pass, they passed. And that's what happened. Oh, well. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCTORI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Dacadalia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DACADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So they say many women never lose those pregnancy pounds. Really? I could have told you guys that. How much money did you get for that study? They say women's fears of pregnancy pounds will linger are validated by new research that suggests that three-quarters of new mothers are heavier a year after giving birth than they were before becoming pregnant. Analyzing data from looking at 800 low-income women, researchers also found that one-third of those of normal weight before pregnancy became overweight or obese one year after childbirth. Nearly one quarter of all new mothers had retained more than 20 extra pounds. So, unfortunately, it showed that pregnancy itself can lead to obesity or being overweight for a substantial number of women. They say we see rising number of obese people in our country and health consequences that come from that, such as diabetes and high blood pressure. So they wanted to see where, if this was starting at the pregnancy realm of things. About 35% of women older than 20 are obese. Another 35% are overweight. Now, you know, I lost the baby weight with both of them, but it was very, very easy for me to gain the weight back. And almost too easy. And I wonder what the evolutionary advantage is. Okay? I believe you could lose the baby weight. All right? Because a lot of the baby weight is steroid induced. Okay? It's not that you're overeating. I was never really that hungry when I was pregnant. I craved pickles during one pregnancy. I craved sushi during the other. But I really wasn't into the, I wasn't, you know, craving carbs and all that other stuff. I just wasn't that hungry. But I still packed on 40 pounds with the first pregnancy and 60 pounds with the second. And I hardly ate. I mean, I even worked out, right, with both pregnancies. But steroids do that. And when you're very steroid sensitive, you will blow up and gain a lot of weight. And I think those same people gain a lot of weight during menopause, where you just pack on the pounds, blow up, you just take on the extra weight. And so when the steroids are down, because you're not obviously in pregnancy, but you're only, you know, ovulating and going through your regular cycle, you have less of that weight put on. But you still have the fat cells that were unfortunately expanded and being utilized. And from an evolutionary standpoint, I wonder if the reason why we do pack on weight and carry the extra hormones is either maybe for the milk production, or it's for the, being skinny in the animal kingdom is not the most advantageous. Having a little bit of weight, having extra energy stores allows you to live longer. So maybe your body forces you to store more energy because it slows down your metabolism so that you could be there for your offspring. But boy, did everything change after I had kids. And I'm like, look, no, you know what? I'm fine in the animal kingdom. I could be skinny. That's okay. The kids could go, you know, grab a burger if they have to. They're fine. I don't need to gain the extra weight. They're not breastfeeding, you know, in grade school. They're good. But, no, I still packed on the weight anyway. And then you also wonder, maybe from an evolutionary standpoint, little cubs or little kittens or little puppy dogs or little babies need some cushy type hugs and love. And maybe bony moms maybe don't appear to bond, I mean the animal kingdom, bond as well as moms like Mama Bear, Mama Cow, where you could cuddle up. You know, I mean, my kids could just cuddle up and envelop themselves amid all my rolls, be warm, feel protected. You know, if I need to protect my baby, all I have to do is completely encompass them, and they, I mean, it's bulletproof for them, right? So I'm wondering if that's the evolutionary reason why we gain weight after pregnancy and we keep the weight on. Again, I'm confused because I lost all the weight. I went to pre-pregnancy weight easily both times. But then just the weight came back and I'm like, what? Actually, I wasn't like that. I was like, what? No, I was like this. I was like, what? And I was like really upset. I was like, wait, no, what? Wait, what? That kind of thing. All right. Cost of job-based health insurance is outpacing our income. Yeah, I could have told you that too. They said Americans who get job-based health insurance are spending a bigger chunk of their paychecks on health care than they were a decade ago, and they may be getting less financial protection for the money. Premium increases sharply outpaced wage growth between 2003 and 2013. You think, really? Try 2009 and 2013. They say family, this is according to the Commonwealth Fund, being reported yesterday and reported by drugs.com. Family health plan premiums jumped 73% to $16,000 a year, but the median family income just went up 16%. I don't know how the family income came. Our family income dropped a third at least. Our income dropped 33%. So I don't know how you all fared, but I don't know. I mean, if you guys are making more money, good. I hope so. I really do. All the power to you. Employers also shifted more of the cost coverage to their workers. No shock there. Employers' share of health plan premiums rose from $606 in 2003 to $1,100 for single coverage. That was a 93% increase. At the same time, deductibles for single and family coverage more than doubled, and the percentage of worker and health plans that required deductibles swelled to 81% in 2013. That's up from 10 years prior, which is at 52%. They say people with middle and lower incomes are very likely feeling very pinched by the increase in insurance and the cost of their care when they go to the doctor or fill a prescription. A group that represents 400 of the largest employers in the United States noticed that employers are still paying the majority of the employees' health care costs. As costs go up, so do the employers' costs. So, obviously, it's challenging. Because, you know, employers want you to have good coverage, but they also don't want to pay up the yin-yang. More than 150 million people, which is half of the under 65 population, have health insurance through their job or a family member's job. By contrast, only 7 million people are enrolled in health insurance plans as a part with the Affordable Health Care Act. Now, the employee coverage is a hell of a lot cheaper than you getting insurance on their own. That's something we need to change. Okay, this way you could feel compelled and empowered to go get your own insurance. If you do get fired, you still have your insurance, but it's just not working that way right now. So I'm glad somebody realizes that prices went up way faster than our incomes did. Very frustrating. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Researchers from the University of South Maine said even if we're not on the phone, we are still very distracted by our cell phone. People who couldn't see their phone scored 20% higher on a test than those who were watching their phone. They say the presence of our cell phone is limiting our reaction times. Makes you wonder that maybe what we need to do is when we have, you know, office workers maybe not being productive, have the cell phones in the break room, something like that. I don't do that to my staff because my staff have kids and I want them to be available at all times for their family. But I got to tell you, the productivity stinks. It stinks. Oh, I had to text them back. Oh, I had to text the babysitter. I had to text this. All right, it is. It's a distraction. All right. Students we know are addicted to their phones. They say students spend up to 10 hours a day on their phones. And they feel stressed when the phone is not at sight. Not at sight. This is a study done by Baylor University. So we're going to go on break, and I got to go check my cell phone. Don't go away.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.